It will also have a maternity ward, a complete laboratory, and a blood bank. And this foundation, this surgical ward is going to make our hospital complete, because every hospital, every complete hospital is supposed to have four different departments. Number one is pediatrics, and number two is obstetrics and gynecology, and then number three is surgical, and number four is internal medicine. But for all this time, St. Teresa Hospital in Zara has been having two departments, which is pediatrics and internal medicine. And now this introduction of the surgical theater is going to improve the hospital by bringing in the obstetrics and gynecology and also the surgical intervention.
Yes, Father. Can you tell us exactly how are you managing to get all this development taking place at St. Teresa Hospital?
Well, St. Teresa Hospital is being run by our partners, the Komboni Missionary Sisters, and in the person of Sister Laura, who is heading the team, and through also the Bishop, Bishop Eduardo, the Bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Tombra Yambio. He has managed to pull together very many donors who are going to put money together for this construction. And these donors are basically Sudan Relief Fund. We have the CMMB and Edmund Rice Foundation, and also the Komboni Missionaries. All these are going to put in resources together, and as well as the Catholic Diocese of Tombra Yambio, with of course the support of Budwe State government, to make sure we realize this big achievement.
Now that this development is underway, and St. Teresa had only two departments, as you have mentioned, tell us about the doctors. How prepared is the church to avail the personnel who will serve in the new departments?
Well, for now, that's the beginning. The construction of the surgical theater is the beginning of the long journey. Once the building is complete, we have to move to the next level, which is the level of provision of equipment and all the instruments that we need to run the theater, and also the personnel. We have to get in personnel who will have to be, of course, qualified enough to run the theater, and also to provide other technical support to the theater. So that is the next step which we'll have to move to. But we have started the long journey.
In terms of budgeting for the whole project, how much will it cost?
Well, it will be slightly more than $2 million, at least, to complete the complex, because as I told you, we are going in for the surgical theater itself, maternity ward, complete laboratory, blood bank. So for now, it's slightly above $2 million.
And when do we expect the theater or surgical theater to be ready for the hospital?
Well, to have the whole complex to be complete, we expect at least within 2 years, that should be done.
Thank you, Father. But any other information regarding the hospital, St. Teresa Hospital, which is helping almost the entire population of Western Equatoria?
Yeah, for sure. As you have said, St. Teresa Hospital is supporting so many people in the whole of South Sudan. Budwe State, Tombra State, Meridi State, many of these people come to St. Teresa Hospital in Zara, including even Juba. People come from Juba to this hospital. And even the neighboring countries, Democratic Republic of Congo, and also including Central African Republic, all those come to access services in this hospital. So what I would say is a kind of an appeal to all partners who are involved with the health services, that as you have heard, we are already constructing the theater. We shall need you to support us. We need you to team up together with us to make sure that this hospital, current construction of the theater and all the equipment, can be in place to offer health services to the community in this area. So the teaming up from other partners and also the government, actually we are already enjoying a good support from the government of Budwe State, where the hospital is based. And if there is that partnership and cooperation, the hospital definitely will become very strong and also end up being a referral.